KXRN News. I'm John Scott. California firefighters expect to gain ground on a wind-driven wildfire that has scorched thousands of acres 60 miles east of San Francisco. The fire burned down one home and forced residents to flee the area near the central California city of Tracy. The fire, 30% contained. Donald Trump's felony conviction will not stop him from being able to vote as long as he avoids prison. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, water pressure is still a problem in Atlanta, where two huge old water mains burst on Friday. It sent water into the streets. We have more from correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The weekend box office dominated once again by Sony's The Garfield Movie. The Garfield Movie earned a chart-topping $14 million in ticket sales. This is SRN News. Another reason for parents to beware.
Before you buy that new Nintendo game for your child, you should probably listen to this. The makers of Paper Mario, The Thousand-Year Door, have included a transgender character who has a discussion with Mario about his or her decision to live as the opposite sex. What does this actually have to do with playing the game? Not much. But Nintendo apparently feels the need to advance the LGBT agenda with kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed measure that would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asked to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. The proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures it needed to qualify. Supporters of the policy say it would provide necessary transparency for parents who are not being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. The terrorist Hezbollah group says it shot down an Israeli drone over South Lebanon and fired rockets at an Israeli military base. It came just hours after Israeli drone strikes killed at least one person and wounded several others. The U.S. lifting some financial restrictions on Cuba in a move designed to boost private businesses on the island.
One of the key changes would allow Cuban private business owners to open bank accounts in the U.S. and then access them online from Cuba. The United States is also again allowing something called U-turn transactions, where money is transferred from one country to another but is routed through the United States. The changes come as Cuba is struggling with one of the worst economic and energy crises in its history.
Correspondent Jeremy House. India's six-week-long national election came to an end Saturday. Most exit polls projecting Prime Minister Narendra Modi to extend his decade in power. More details at SRNNews.com.